Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, it's time for Point Taken. Here are your hosts, Steve Scafidi and Kristen Braun.
Yes, Kristen is off. She'll be off on assignment the next 2 days. That's the only time I ever get to play this. I'm going to take full advantage. A happy Wednesday to you. And yes, it is hump day, although we don't do it officially anymore. Long story. Don't have time to tell it. Anyway, just a quick aside before I get to some of the things I want to talk about in the next 2 hours on this unbelievably great radio station that is 620 WTMJ. If you're a Chicago sports fan, if you're a former outstanding Chicago sports writer who's now turned into sort of a broadcasting hack, which is what happened to a lot of these dudes, you got to just be feeling miserable after Miz and the Brewers cast of characters beat you down at Wrigley again, flying the L 2 days in a row. So maybe a welfare check for those dudes just to see if they're okay. God forbid, although I'm hoping for this, the Bears have a return to suckage this year because they have the toughest schedule in the NFL. And, you know, 3 years in, Caleb Williams still can't complete a pass over, 50%? You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens if that happens. And I said this to a teammate. I know we're not going to talk about sports today, but I just had to get this in. I said, all I need from Matt LaFleur this year is playoffs, yes. But an absolute beatdown on the Bears every time we play them. Christmas, before that, playoffs, if they're lucky enough to play us, if they even make the playoffs. That's all I need. Matt LaFleur, that would be a job well done for me. Playoffs and beat the Bears. Next. That ain't crying. That's just what I want. And that's my expectation. All right, enough sports. So I did something yesterday. Sort of. So if you remember, Kristen and I have been spending a little bit of time on the program. By the way, Kristen, if you haven't heard, if you missed the show open, she is on assignment. She'll be back on Friday with Bill and Joe. Always our fun Friday week in review, wrap up, even though we do a week in review after you do the countdown with the guys. She'll be back Friday. Anyway, so last night I made my last Twitter post for... Could be a long time. I didn't deactivate my account, so don't send me texts. I still message, including many journalists that way, and that's kind of the only way they have to reach me. So it's still active. I'm just not going to post. Why, you might ask, am I not posting on Twitter? Because actually, it's detrimental to my work life. Because I share a lot of things that I do content-wise, whether it's the Point Taken show, newsletter stuff, my podcasts. I share it on Twitter. But I've had this sort of enlightenment when it comes to social media over the last year plus. And I said to myself, you know, I don't need this. I was already getting a little more restrictive in who could comment on my posts and who would actually, I would relate to. If you remember the other day, we were talking about this and I said, I'm not going to, if you're anonymous, I'm not going to engage with you because frankly, I think you're a coward. If you don't put your name on it, which I do, by the way, and always have since 2011, by the way. So I was an early user, not the earliest, but an early user. I just think it was time for a social media detox. I will still be on Facebook. I still have a WTMJ Facebook page for the time being, but that could also change. And I understand that's not great for business, but at some point, I think it's refreshing to step away. Give you an example. Love to hear from you as well, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. A few years ago, I said, my screen time on my smartphone is nuts. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, just go to your smartphone, go to settings, and then scroll down to screen time. It'll show you your daily average. There was a time 2 years ago where I was in the tens, double digits. Then I got it down to 7-8. And now most recently in the last few weeks, I'm down to minus 4 hours. Most of it work. And to be honest, half of that was on Twitter. Not going to be the case because I'm not going to post. Curious what your thoughts are on that. We're gonna move around a little bit. I'm gonna talk about social media detox in the context of how it might help reframe politics conversation in this country. And to the texter who's, you know, the crowing about Caleb Williams' fourth quarter performances. Yeah, last time I checked, games are all quarters, not just the fourth quarter. And for all the Jordan Love haters in Chicago, look at the numbers. He's outperformed Caleb Williams just about on everything. I'm not saying he's not a great talent. Caleb Williams is absolutely a talented young quarterback. But if you can't hit the right number of passes, the easy ones, I don't care what you do on the late game heroics, because that's not going to happen every year. They were lucky last year. Even Chicago Bears fans, of which I know many, would admit that. All right, 855-616-1620. We're going to talk about a social media detox, why that's important in the scope of politics today. And I want you to do this right now. Go to your phone. Go to your smartphone. Don't go to your window. It's not network. And scream, I'm sick and tired. I'm not asking you to do that. Oh, I am sick and tired of most social media. Old people will know what I'm talking about. I want you to go to your smartphone. You probably got it in your hand anyway or right next to you at your desk. Go to settings. Look down, screen time. Tell me on the text line, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, WTMJ as well, what your daily average is. If it's plus 8, you might have a problem. We'll discuss after this.
I was eating Cheerios, minding my own business, trying to lower my cholesterol. I look on the back of the box, it says, follow us on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. Cheerios. Wants me to follow. What is Cheerios tweeting about?
That's a comedian who I'll have to look up. I think his name is Pavic or something like that, P-A-V-I-C-H. I love the numbers that I'm seeing on the text line, so keep that coming, 855-616-1620. 5 hours, 55 minutes, 420, 4 hours, 2 hours, well done. Less than 4 hours. This texter from the 262, I gave up my socials for 40 days over Lent. It gave me the chance to realize how much I was wasting time not reading or spending time in the moment with loved ones. That's the thing for me. Another texter, Peter, says I should. I'm not on TikTok, Peter, but I'm excited about the idea. I have the greenhouse experience from a gardener's perspective now. And I've watched a lot of the stuff that's out there on YouTube. I would do a better video of my garden and gardening techniques than the people that I'm watching. So to that point, maybe I'll do that. Let's see, 420. Texter says, gave up my socials for Lent. 5:11. Jeff says I know he can do better. 2 hours, 22 minutes, including streaming your show during my prep period. Yes, 920. Good on you for reducing your time. Your life will improve as a result. 5 and a lot less if every day I wasn't something new with Trump, like a slush fund and getting lifetime immunity. We're going to get to that story, too. 5 hours, 30 minutes. Thanks for all the texts. Keep them coming, 855-616-1620. Why does this matter? I hear so many people, young and old, lament the problems with the toxic conversation related to politics. And one of my reasons to step away from Twitter, sort of unofficially, because I'm not going to deactivate because it goes away in 30 days and there's like 6,000 people that I still want to communicate through messaging if I need to, including many journalists from around the country. So that's the reason why I'm not deactivating. Because once you deactivate, you get 30 days and then it goes away forever. And I've been on since 2011. The risk is we've dumbed down political conversation. What are the risks of social media? We know what they are. Kristen and I have talked about this. I talked about this years ago. Mentally, yes. Draining. Physically, probably. People get these weird scrolling injuries now. Just the socialization skills that go away. All the other things. Anxiety, depression, sleep disruption, addiction. And this is addictive. Doom scrolling is addictive. Family members of mine do it. Kristen has admitted to doing it. I wonder if Todd Alba is a doom scroller. Todd, if you're out there, I know you're listening. Let me know on the text line, 855-616-1620, or on my personal number because you have it. 2 hours, 41 minutes, 1 hour, 42. So Lauren says, I didn't even know you could quantify your screen time. Well, then we both learned something today. 2 hours and 6 minutes, 420, 353, 439, 511. You guys are doing okay. After eight, you got a problem. If it's double digits, you're hurting yourself. So let me take it to politics. One of the reasons I stepped away from Twitter last night, and I will miss it because there's some parts of it that I actually enjoy because I've sort of tailored my experience. And if you're not going to quit the stuff, tailor your experience. Block the knuckleheads, the squawkers, the noisemakers, the idiots, the anonymous bot troll accounts. All that should have already happened. I do it on Facebook. My Facebook experience is tremendous now, at least at the moment. And I have both a personal and a public facing WTMJ page. What I think has happened, besides all the stuff I just mentioned, the physical and mental assault on our bodies, young and old, because young people are now getting their smartphones earlier, they're being engaged earlier. My God, you go to a kid's baseball game and everything's, posted online, including their batting averages. I grew up in the era where you played ball, and if your parents came to the All-Star game, you were lucky. Now they show up at practices, which I don't encourage, by the way. I think when you look at the impact of all of this stuff, and this is just one piece, it doesn't help that a lot of our politicians are just, kissers now and basically are afraid to have an opinion. And we'll get to Thomas Massey and what happened to him in his race a little bit later this hour. We have dumbed down the conversation. It doesn't happen as much as it used to, but when I'm out in public, and if they know who I am or they've recognized me or they hear me talk, which is usually the way people, they hear your voice and they recognize a voice. You can always tell the ones who are confrontational or angry about politics. They just have a demeanor that's instantly recognizable. It's probably why their family doesn't like them that much. It becomes their sole identifier. I've had people share stories through email over the last few weeks that we've been talking more about this stuff, where they won't go to events because there's one person who just can't get off of it. Every conversation's taken back to the conduct of the president. Either way. And that's probably not a good way to live your life. 262, 9 hours and 28 minutes. Ouch. That's the highest one so far. 8 and 11, but a lot of it is for work. I get you. That was my excuse. But I still do the job at a fairly high level, and I've cut mine more than half. It's a conscious decision. If you're spending your nights looking at your phone or your iPad, or your laptop, or whatever, and not engaging, reading, which is something, man, we got to get back to. I'm on a mission to read 48 books this year. I'm at 20. So I actually had a schedule now. I was behind for a little bit, but over the last few weeks, I read like 3 new books. And I will put that list together as the year goes on. I'm just waiting till probably the next couple newsletters. I'll put the list so far. It's all over the place, too. Although you will sense themes. One of those is evolution. Brilliant work being done in that field, which I'm actually going to do on my podcast in a couple months. Texture says, it hasn't been called Twitter in over a year. It's called X. I could care less what you call it. I could care less what Elon Musk calls it. Everybody with a functioning brain calls it Twitter because that's what it is. 855-616-1620. Last chance to tell me what you think. What your numbers are, 125, 920, well done. That's a good, that's a healthy number. Because the physical and mental breakdown that we are allowing to happen, the dumbing down of politics and political conversation, not just on Squawk Radio, but also face-to-face, in public settings, on TV, has to do with this. It's dumb, and it's making us dumber. And that's not a good thing. Quick break. Talking about screen time, its impact on politics. I don't think this is a debate. The stupidity that passes for communication, public content, is just mind-numbingly dumb. I saw one of the reasons I got off last night. I was reading, you know, the latest takes on the Trump slush fund, which I'll get to. Blatantly illegal. There's some historical precedent. Presidents have done some similar things, but you know, this president is essentially trying to give himself a get out of jail free card. And he could probably do that with a presidential pardon of himself and everybody that works for him. And I'm probably pretty confident that will happen at the end of his term. But we have to do something here. We have to stop this. And the only way you're going to stop it is if you actually physically drop your phone, put it away, and focus on the people that you're looking at that are around you. Whether that's work. I see people doing weird stuff with their phones while they're supposed to be working. It's like, what are you doing? You got work here. All right, after the break, a big loss in Kentucky. Well, if you're a critic of the president, a big loss. We'll get to that. Don't forget we have Chef Michael Fecker coming at 11 o'clock. And, of course, Salute to Service, our third of five honorees. This time we go to Racine, young Racine firefighter. Thanks for listening on this Christenless Wednesday. I had to think about the day for a second there. Producer Jazz on the board. We have a busy rest of show, so stick around, including Salute to Service. Thanks to Waterstone Bank, Mission 94 for making that possible. Great one today. Racine firefighter. I think we have three firefighters coming up in the next few days. Somebody, don't ask me why we have so many firefighters, because they were the stories. We had people in other fields who were nominated, but chose not to participate. So that's also, it's not a dictatorship. They get to decide. We had some great stories that we couldn't do because the nominee has to agree. And they were very nice about their decline, but you know, things happen. Anyway, we got some great ones this week. Yesterday in Kentucky, he's been one of the most vocal critics of the president, Congressman Thomas Massie. He's a conservative, but none of that matters anymore because that name has been bastardized. Thomas Massie lost his bid for re-election to a former Navy SEAL, Ed Gallarine, endorsed by President Donald Trump. So he'll move forward. It was the most expensive primary in the history of the House of Representatives. Most expensive primary in the history of the House of Representatives. It is a litmus test on the power of the president, which is still significant. Anybody who thinks because of declining polling numbers or some of the actual words and statements of the president that people are losing interest, no. Especially in a state like Kentucky, Trump has a lot of power. Trump often referred to Thomas Massie, congressman, as a sleazebag. And direct quote, the worst Republican congressman in history, which is first not true, but I mean, it's a bit of a reach. Massie has served since 2012. Different from the president on the big, beautiful tax bill, national debts, obviously Epstein, that case, the investigation, the files, that even the most ardent supporters of the president understand that during the campaign, the president said release all the files, and then when he got in office, he said, nah, maybe not. And we can all just wonder why that is. I'm not going to speculate, because I don't have to. So I guess the bigger question from a talk radio perspective is, what does this mean? One, it still speaks to the power of the president. Two, money matters. Most expensive House race ever. The president has been very insistent that he will target his enemies. It's the classic enemies list, going back to the days of Nixon. and with a Department of Justice, which I'll get to in a second, who is not an independent agency. Matter of fact, if you want to hear an in-depth conversation about that, check out the latest edition of Scafidiology, where I have two prominent local attorneys, James Santel, and Matt O'Neill, spending about a half hour dissecting the lack of impartiality, lack of professional conduct from the current Department of Justice, led by the former personal attorney of the President of the United States, who is essentially, I'll tee up the IRS thing after the break, doing the bidding of the president, which is not what that department, that agency is intended for. It's an escalation of politics as usual, right? It's an escalation of the very thing the president is mad about. Lawfare. Targeting your enemies for prosecution. The president has gone so far as to say that people who write bad things about him should be accused and convicted of treason. What I have respect for is somebody like Thomas Massie, who speaks his mind. I don't agree with him on everything. I don't agree with most people on everything. But he wasn't afraid of the president. And I'll direct my final comments in this segment to all those individuals who do what I do, whether that's on radio, TV, are candidates for office, or current electeds, whose only mission or calculation is probably a better word in their answers or approach to the current president of the United States is to bend over. Sorry for the imagery. It's lazy. It's unintellectual. Does nothing to advance this country or democracy. And it's not something that most people who think things through without the lens of politics would come to the conclusion that the president should be supported on anything and everything he does or says. It's not how the real world works. And I wish there were more Thomas Massies to the texter's point. It's a dangerous world we live in. And, you know, when I hear people say, as a texter did that, well, this is about Iran. Yeah, I don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. I agree with the president on that. But to lose focus on everything else so that the president only talks about two things, the war in Iran, them not having nuclear weapons, that's one. And two, his tribute projects, i.e. ballroom, reflecting pool, arch, Kennedy Center. Notice what I called it. I'm not, as the texter said, I'm going to use the word the texter just from the 414 just used. I'm not a fan of cowards. Never been. I'm not a fan of talkers who only talk, or talkers who have no experience besides talking. No life experience, no work experience besides talking on a microphone. That's not enough life experience for me. You might be good at it. You might have a great voice. I need a little something more. Real quick aside, we're going to get to the IRS thing after the break. Somebody asked me the name of the book I'm reading currently. It's The Secret of Our Success, How Culture is Driving Human Evolution, Domesticating Our Species, and Making Us Smarter. I can't wait to talk to that author because I'm not sure that last part's right. It's a great book written by Joseph Heinrich, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. So that's my current read about halfway through it. And one of our texters, Lauren, had a great idea. We should have a book club for the show. Point Taken Book Club. What do you think about that idea? 855-616-1620. I'm game. I'll put my list on there. We'll pick a book and we'll all read it and we'll chat about it for a half hour on the show or an hour on the show. I bet you Kristen would endorse that if she's out there listening in Radio World or streaming or whatever she's doing. Probably driving. All right, after the break. Did the president just get the Department of Justice and Todd Blanche to give him a get-out-of-jail-free card for life? We'll debate after this. Thanks for joining me, because Kristen's off on assignment. She's actually working today and tomorrow, so she'll be back on Friday with Bill and Joe, Bill McCosh, Joseph Pecky, our Friday panel of experts, political experts, on all things that happened in politics this week, including the story that I'm going to get to right now. Well, yesterday, Kristen and I were talking about the slush fund, the 1.77 $6 billion fund for what the president said is victims of lawfare and weaponization, direct quote. And save the texts that say Obama did this. Wrong then, wrong now. Don't dumb down your argument by making a stupid one. Wrong then, wrong now. Why is that hard for you to understand? Texas said I was rude before. If you take it as rude, I appreciate the feedback. I'm trying to explain what I think, which is what they pay me for, on topics that I think are directly impacting our intelligence, our mental health, our physical health, for that matter, young people, education. When you talk about smartphones and pulling kids away from their actual learning. Anyway, so Monday we had the slush fund thing. And now an addendum to that from Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, former personal attorney of the president, who has what is clearly an illegal document. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm predicting that. It's a agreement that basically it's a separate one-page document as part of this nine-page settlement agreement between Justice Department and the Trump and his family and his companies over these all long disputed tax issues. And I'm going to direct quote a couple things. It forever bars and precludes from prosecution or pursuing any and all efforts to determine if Trump or other parties are liable for non or underpayment of taxes, interest, attorney fees, or expenses incurred by the government. I'm saying this for a reason. That's illegal. Nobody gets a get out of jail free card for future actions. You don't get it. I don't care if you're a president or a dog catcher, if that is still a job. There's no such thing. I don't know if it was Kristen and I or one of my teammates was talking about this the other day in aspect to what's happening in politics in this administration right now. Every one of the things we talk about, whether it's this, whether it's actions of war, tariffs, which are already tied up in the courts, international contracts, border policy, ICE enforcement, every one of these things will be tried in a court of law. One of the reasons I think the president said he's basically going to pardon himself and everybody that works for him. And we'll see to the legalities of even that. Because basically you're saying they could kill people and get away with it. Not saying they have. I'm just saying that's sort of the blanket agreement that some people seem to be endorsing. And again, this has been a consistent point of mine this hour. If you're a squawker, talking head who endorses this stuff because Obama did it or they did it or you don't like Dems, don't dumb down your argument. Bad then, bad now. Not a hard concept to embrace. All of these things will tie up our courts at different levels of our system of justice for years. And the truth probably won't be written for a decade or later. And what's happened in this country in the last 20 years when it comes to politicians, elected officials, and their representatives, I would just say that it's not a good look. And if you don't like wasting resources, think of the money that's going to be, God bless the attorneys. I'm not a Shakespearean kill all the lawyers guy, character in a Shakespeare play. I wish that we were smarter than this. At this moment, on this Wednesday at 10:51, I'm not confident that's right. One final break in the 10 o'clock hour coming up right now. We have a very busy 11 o'clock hour. Chef Michael Fecker, are you kidding me? He's been a while since he's been in here. He's one of our most popular guests. Smart guy, great chef, restaurant owner, restaurateur. He's working with one of our partners, and we're going to talk about that event coming up. And all things Chef Michael Fecker, that's coming up in a little bit. And, of course, Salute to Service presented by Waterstone Bank and Mission 94 at 11:35. Got a great story of a Racine firefighter who will join us with his parents and his mentor. So those are fun stories that we get to share with you, celebrating the great work done every day, not just this one week in May, every year, Heroes Week on WTMJ, but the great work they do every day. And Quick story. So I was talking to Amy Berger last night. She's the spouse of Sean Berger, who was our second honoree of five yesterday because of a family emergency. He couldn't make it, but we still did the story and honored him. And Amy slips in to our conversation last night. Oh, by the way, I'm a parole agent and I'm retiring this fall. Like, you should have probably told me that at the beginning. You could have worked that into the storyline there, Amy. But thanks to Amy, and I wish you the best with everything that's going on. So these are always interesting stories to tell. I get great joy out of telling them. It's either the eighth or ninth year. I should probably go back and look when I started. I remember my first boss here said, you should do something like this. And he gave me a choice, and I said, let's go first responders, obviously, with my personal stories of Oak Creek and what happened there in 2012. So it was a natural, and I've really enjoyed it over the years. We've won awards for it, which is not why I do it, but it's a celebration of great men and women doing great things every day, helping us stay safe, some cases saving lives, improving, as my friend Dennis says, everyone's mental health, because this is something that matters. It's real work, not fake political talk work, not going into office and doing nothing but yakking for 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. I just have no, maybe it's time of life. I just have no use for that. I told this story real quick before when I do public speaking and I'm paid for it. I have a presentation that I do and it's called the Get SH Blank T Done. That's the name of the presentation. That's what I'm about. Not talking about it endlessly, but actually accomplishing something, which is a disconnect that far too many people have. After the break, Chef Michael Fecker joins us in studio. Turn the volume up, because you're going to need it after this.
Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, it's time for Point Taken. Here are your hosts, Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bryan.
It is a Kristenless Wednesday edition of Point Taken. Thanks for taking your time out of your busy days. I'm assuming you're busy. If you're old, maybe not. We have some great guests this half hour. Actually, the whole hour we have great guests. But joining me in studio, I just did an event planning thing with this talented, younger VP of Marketing for Caribbean Communities, Kim Irwin. How are you, Kim?
I am great.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about an event, but I can't bury the lead. Chef Michael Fecker in studio.
Hello, everybody. I'm here. I'm back.
You know what you want to say.
Yes.
What's the word you always say?
Tahin.
Yes, of course. You can't even start without saying that.
This is product placement, for God's sake.
Single-handedly changed the product sales of that seasoning
totally,
in this market.
Totally.
I believe it.
All right. You're here. One, you're a great partner, Caribbean Communities. I've done a bunch of stuff with you now, and I love talking about this, mainly because I'm a senior. But it's also great stuff.
You're an active ager.
Yes. I love how
she
crafted and fashioned it to make me feel better, which Kim always does.
And when the heart is young, you never get old anyway. It is not about aging. This is about getting matured towards enjoying life.
And a little wine and some good food helps. All right. So, Kim, let's talk about this. It's the Enjoy Life Symposium. I love this idea. And you got some pretty talented speakers, including this guy. We'll get to you in a second. What is it? Where is it? When is it? So, and I think it's free.
This is a free event. It's for
how do you
adults.
Not go?
I ask myself that question all the time. It's too good to be true, but it is true. This is a free event for adults 55 plus. It's at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield on Wednesday, June 10th from 8:30 in the morning until 3 p.m. There is so much to do. There is something for everyone, literally, from speakers and exhibitors, interactive activities like yoga, cardio, drumming. We have all these great local performing groups, the Dancing Grannies, the Golden Gals, Ukuladies, Bucks Grand Dancers. They'll all be there.
It's amazing.
You'll get this. It's like a potpourri of events. You got everything.
It is.
Yeah. Were you impressed with my use of the word potpourri?
I loved it. You know, the aroma just filled the air.
So how are you involved in this?
I am one of the speakers, but I don't speak. I speak through food. So hopefully with the magic of food and the culinary back and forth, the Q&A is going to be something flavorful and well-seasoned, like this event is. You know, to be honest with you, Steve, there is not only so much to do. Everybody in this whole gathering is thinking about the same thing. Symposium, it comes from a Greek word, which means a gathering. So that's the beauty of this whole thing, and that's really what's going to happen this date.
All right, so you're one of two speakers. We're going to name drop because coming up on June 3rd, I forget the time, might have been around 11 o'clock, one of the other very talented and well-known speakers is...
Melinda Myers.
The
gardening expert.
Yes, I'm a fanboy of hers because I've known her for 20 years.
She's talking about simple, easy-to-maintain landscapes. Who doesn't need that?
Yes.
I can't keep anything alive.
I like difficult and hard-to-maintain landscapes, apparently, because I'm always working at them.
You love it. You love it. So does Melinda. I know Melinda also for about 20 years. Her herbs and gardening and everything had a lot to do with the way I look at ingredients and deal with ingredients and cook food.
So let's get people there. It's a free event. You got great speakers. You got all these things. There's prizes. There's what else?
Great raffle prizes. As a matter of fact, right now,
let's talk about
620 WTMJ, they're offering a Green Bay experience with, you can win, if you pre-register, 2 Packers tickets and a Tundra Trio experience.
So let me tell people what that is. We host every Packers home game at our Tundra Trio, which is 3 homes that are adjacent to the south parking lot. We do our live broadcast. I work with my friends at ESPN. We do a Packers game day, 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours talking about the upcoming game and talking about all things Packers. I'm like the non-sports guy. But this is a VIP of VIP because you don't just get to walk in. You can't buy your way in. This is a special thing. It's catered. We have music. We have fun. We have live broadcasts. Sometimes even the big ESPNs come in from the national teams for big games. This is pretty cool stuff. You have a chance to win that experience at your event.
So now the beauty is, after you saying this, I tell you what you guys got to do. Ready? You go to Enjoy Life Symposium and you pre-register. Because this is not only about the Packers. What about me? I am. If you pre-register, you're going to win a private chef cooking class with me privately.
Imagine.
I know I'm not the Green Bay Packers, but...
Wait, have you ever done a tailgate at Lambeau Field, make the food?
No. No, I have not. I've done it.
You're trying to combine the two?
Yes. Missed opportunity. Got to take a break. Kim Irwin, VP of Marketing for Capri Communities. Michael Fecker, owner of restaurants. Say what they are real quick. We'll give you a little bit of
that. Il Mito Zesti and Il Mito Della Field.
Been to all of them. They're all fantastic. He's a great chef and a great communicator, and he loves tahini, as he always tells me. We'll take a break on 620 WTMJ. Stick around. Recognize that music theme yet, folks? Text me if you do. 855-616-1620. In studio, he is the chef, Michael Fecker. We also are joined by Kim Irwin, Vice President of Marketing for Capri Communities. Have a big event June 10th, Elmbrook Church, Brookfield. It is. Let's get your mic on there. There we go.
The Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium.
Yes, and it's... all things for everybody. You got so much cool stuff, including this guy.
Yeah, enjoy. It truly is a day to enjoy and to understand. Look, we do so much to prepare for our retirement, but we never really focus on retirement, active, good life, and step by step. You know, we do many things financially. We think about Social Security, this and that. But what about health? What about being active? So I want this chapter of my life to be the best chapter of my life.
This is really the trick, Kim. You and I have talked a bunch of times away from the show, the active part of this. You can sit in your chair and just sort of accept things, or you can be an active member of your community and in your own life. That's sort of what Capri Communities is about.
Right, and it doesn't have to be physically active. I mean, we encourage you to be active in mind, body, and spirit, right? We want you to... live life to the fullest, whatever that means to you. It could be a great book club. It could be a hiking club. It could be trying, I don't know. It could be trying anything out there that you've aspired to do in life. You've always kind of been tentative about doing it. Give it a shot.
We mentioned that Chef Fecker's there, Melinda Myers, plant expert.
Yes.
I just saw her, where was that? The home show. She was speaking out at the State Fair. I saw her there. Genius when it comes to all things plants.
Totally.
So that's sort of the highlights, but there's so many different things. Let's just hit some of the things that are available for anyone who shows up. And oh, by the way, it's free.
It is free. Chef Fecker and Melinda Myers are the stars of the show. But we do have 50 Enjoy Life exhibitors. We have interactive activities like cardio, drumming, and yoga. We have performing groups. We have these really cool educational breakout topics throughout the day. So if you miss one, you can hit it at another hour. And it's about everything from Medicare 101. We have a Green Bay Packers expert coming to talk. We have people talking about computer senior scams, how to avoid them. All sorts of important topics relevant to older adults. But you can choose. You choose whether you want to go to yoga or an educational breakout, whether you want to see the dancing grannies. But, of course, everyone's going to see Chef Fecker because he's the best.
Thank you. It's all about me, everyone. Did you hear that?
What's that website again so they can find it?
It's enjoylifesymposium.com. It is free registration. And, again, if you pre-register, you're eligible to win some pretty awesome prizes.
Yeah, we talked about one of those. All right, I'm going to give you your due because people always know you're on and you want to talk about food. I'm going to give you a question because we always get questions. This is directly related to what you do. Chef Fecker.
Yes.
That's F-E-K-E-R, by the way.
Correct.
What's the best way to grill pork chops on a gas grill so they stay moist and tender?
Okay. There are two kinds of pork chops. One that have bones, one that doesn't.
Yes.
If you have the bone, make sure that you start searing on the sides, on both sides, then set the pork chop on its bone. So the bone heats up and the heat penetrates within.
Standing it up.
Exactly. Exactly. That's one of the things. You never do that. Yeah. Now, if it's got no bone, it's going to dry very fast. So what you want to do, you want to sear hot, then move it to the side of the grill that is cold. So in great grilling, you have three zones: hot, medium, cold. Pork chops start hot, go into the medium for a couple of minutes, and then let it rest. The heat is going to be transferred and is going to cook it.
It leads me to my question for you, Kim. Is there food at this event?
You better believe it. You better believe it.
In addition to some pretty awesome samples that will be given out after Chef Fecker's Magic of Food talk from 2 to 3, we have food available for purchase at the event. We have Cousin Subs selling box lunches, Skyline Catering selling salads, and all those questions are asked when you register if you'd like to, you know, order one.
How did you end up with Fecker and Melinda? Because Myers, because those are two great
lineup,
guests,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
We think about what our audience wants to hear about, and frankly, feedback we've had from past years says we'd love something about food. Well, there was one choice, and I was put in touch with Chef Fecker, and he's just been amazing to work with. His segment's going to be really over the top.
He's always in a good mood, generally.
You better believe life is about, again, as you said, life is about being active, enjoying it, and being in a good mood. I have a choice. I either take negativity and make it the whole day, or I just have maybe a second here and there and be done with it.
So do you already know what you're going to do at the event?
Yes, I do. I do. Actually, what I want to do, something that is anti-inflammatory, but is very flavorful, is nutritious, is healthy. And as my guest and as the viewers walk out, there's going to be a sample right there at the table so they can pick up. They don't just see me cook it. They're going to taste it as well.
That's good.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's really, such a great lineup.
There's something for everyone. And if you're an older adult, it's a Wednesday. If you don't have anything to do, come by. Register. It's going to be a great day that might make you think about aging a little bit differently.
Yeah,
that's
June 10th, you know, before Father's Day weekend, the next weekend.
That's two weekends away.
2 weekends.
And don't forget, everybody, it's free. It's free. I know a free means everything to many people, but it's free. That means what? All this energy is going to be put together so you can all benefit from, and I can make new friends.
Older adults deserve to be celebrated. That's what we're doing. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What is that phrase, age is a state of mind?
I think so.
That's exactly right.
Right.
I'm 67. Absolutely. I feel 47.
Right. Live life to the fullest. Get out there. Enjoy it.
Now, you said your age, so I got to say mine. 62. I'm 5 years younger than you, Steve. And as far as age goes, we never get old because our hearts are young.
I hope so. All right. So I'm also going to be helping you at an event at State Fair.
You are.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
We love Steve. He is helping. He's emceeing an event on Senior Day at State Fair on August 10th.
Yeah.
That Capri Communities is sponsoring. Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to be going for my live radio show at our Fishbowl Studios at the State Fair Park.
Right.
And then going to emcee this event, which I'm really looking forward to. Want to just highlight again, Fecker, he's going to be there at your Enjoy Life Symposium, along with Melinda Myers, plant expert.
Yes.
Just an awesome lady. I met her a bunch of times. It's free. The Enjoy Life Symposium, the website is?
EnjoyLifeSymposium.com. Register early. Come. You're going to have a great day.
And it's not just for 55 plus, or is it just for 55 plus?
Well, anyone can come. We encourage, it's designed for 55 plus.
Somebody asked that. Like
the adult child and their parents.
Bravo. That's a perfect segue right there. The adult child, we always make these decisions for our parents. Are they taken care of? Are they in the right place? Are they being appreciated? This is the day to come and see all of those things. Why would Capri want to do this if they didn't really care? That's the whole point.
As soon as I heard from Kim, and I talked to her a couple, a week or two ago, that she had you, and Melinda. I go, okay, let's talk about this on the radio because this is awesome. Because you're both very popular in the community, and you both do amazing work.
Thank you.
Does Kim, Vice President of Marketing, Capri Community, a great partner of ours here at WTMJ. And Chef Fecker, we've done so much together. You're all over the place now. I see you. I should give. Am I getting some of that? Everywhere he is.
Love you.
Thanks for joining us on
Thank
the show
you,
today.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on Point Taken, a Kristenless Point Taken. It's a great event. Find it. June 10th, Enjoy Life Symposium. It
See
is
you all.
Worth the time. Having some fun on a Wednesday edition of Point Taken. Kristen is on assignment. She'll be back on Friday when Bill and Joe return to wrap the week in politics. A busy week. Slush fund. Get out of jail free card, at least the tax side of that equation. And a whole lot more. Wisconsin politics certainly will be part of that conversation. Governor's race. Some new polling that Bill was sending out to the crew yesterday, the day before, suggesting that Mandela Barnes may be the leader in this race. And Tom Tiffany is obviously the leader on the governor's side for Republicans because he's the only candidate, pretty much. People like Francesca Hong, candidates like her, maybe not a front runner anymore. The poll that Bill suggested she'd be in third place. So we'll see. They're polls, not necessarily the way voters are feeling then, as opposed to right now, a snapshot. A couple things. Got some texts on our conversation. Whatever you think about the president, somebody asked, why do you hate the president? I don't hate the president. I don't like what the president does on many fronts, but I don't hate people like that. I think it's dangerous. I think it's simplistic, too easy. I think one of the problems we have in politics is this instant identifier. If you're let's say if you're a Democrat and you hate all Republicans, I just have no use for what your thoughts are, and vice versa. It's lazy. If you think that's the answer, how you liking how politics are going? Economy, not looking good. We have serious issues when it comes to international relations. We've destroyed many of the relationships that were built over the last 100 years with Europe. War in Iran. Immigration. I need serious people who do serious work. And you can probably guess this, I am tired of the squawkers. It's just not worth it. And somebody said, going back to my conversation in the first part of the show, maybe I'll miss Twitter. Maybe I won't, but you know what? And some texters said this on the Siding and Limited WTM Day Talking text line. You'd be amazed how much time you have when you don't spend it doom scrolling. And that goes for everybody. And the only way that I know that you can avoid that is to actually go to settings and look at your screen time. It will tell you. And if it's double digits, you might have a problem. If your only approach to this is a further adding on to that early rant. If your sole interest in being on Facebook or Twitter or any platform is to antagonize about politics, get a life. Seriously. And people often wonder why I don't engage, because you know we have a WTMJ Facebook page and we get all kinds of crazy comments and people take shots at you and in some cases threaten our lives, which is not recommended if you're doing that. Why would you think that's an appropriate use of social media? How did you get to that point that you think you can just say whatever you want to say with no repercussions? It just, there's no point to it. To the texter who said, well, you have time to read books. I make time to read books. Instead of watching TV, I spend an hour reading a book at night. I deliberately do that. I will turn the TV off and read a book for an hour. Now, it's harder if you have young kids, you work at nights, your scheduling matters. But unless you're committed to reading, it doesn't have to be a book, it could be anything, you will not read. And I would argue, I think science would back me up on this, not reading almost guarantees young and old, from baby to aged senior, you will not be as smart as you could be. All right, after the break, salute to service. Thanks to Waterstone Bank and Mission 94 and the Packing House and Botana's Restaurant and the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. It is a fun, fun thing we're going to do. A Racine firefighter will meet him and his family.
honoring those who put their lives on the line to serve our communities. This is Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service. Presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Mission 94. Here's Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bry.
Welcome to the third of five honorees for WTMJ Waterstone Bank and Mission 94 Salute to Service. Kristen is off this week, so if you're off the next 2 days, if you're wondering where she is for this, she's off. All right, so I always enjoy this week, Heroes Week here on WTMJ, and every story is unique. I did focus this year. I wanted to tell the story of younger first responders. So we had the incredible police officer the other day from Wauwatosa, Jamie Mose. And today's another one of those youthful stories when it comes to telling people out there in the radio universe why we do this, why first responders show up for us every day. And if you're asking, and a lot of people do, why I do this, because I want people to know the individuals behind the badge or the shield or their equipment, because they do very important work. Let's meet them. Our third of five honorees is firefighter from Racine, Noah Curtis. Welcome.
Welcome, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought some great guests. You have your lovely parents. I'll let you introduce yourselves. You're the parents of Noah Curtis. Let's lean into that mic so we get you. There you go.
My name is Holly. I'm Noah's mother.
Yes, and the father. Let's come on.
I'm Terry. I'm Noah's dad.
So the radio trick is I get you comfortable with the mic so that you're not afraid to talk on the mic. That's why I did that. All right, and we also have you don't have to go through that test. We have from the SC Johnson Fire Chief, Gavin DeGrave. So welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Noah, we are going to play a feature for you in a second. You know what's coming because you were part of that process. Every week before Heroes Week, we sort of listen to what you say about the job you do, why you do it, some of the reasons, what you think about Salute to Service. Before we get to that, you've been a firefighter for how long?
Just about 4 years now.
Why do you think you're sitting here?
Because you created
that's
something.
That's the easy answer.
You created something great that really shows and gives back to what we do, and it's really appreciated.
Well, I will give you my answers because you stand out for the attitude and the performance in the job that you do. Doesn't have to be someone that did it for 20 years or 30 years or 15 or 10. It can be a short-term duration. But also, there's a marketing piece to this because I want young people to know that when they're trying to get people to do these jobs, there are jobs available, and we need those people to keep us safe every day. Let's play the feature. Thanks to Jazz for putting this together. This is our conversation with not just you, but your sister, Nicolette, who couldn't join us today, but maybe she's listening or watching somewhere. Let's play it.
I'm Noah Curtis, Racine firefighter.
Hi, I'm Nicolette Kayfish. I am Noah Curtis's sister. I nominated Noah to Salute to Service.
Grew up in the fire service, right? My dad was a fireman for multiple years, city of Milwaukee, born and raised. I'm lucky to have someone like my father who's done this for 30 years.
Noah, I think, really looked up to him all those years and wanted to continue that.
I think it was embedded in me from the start, right? A lot of guys in the fire service, their family members were in it before them. Their kids follow in their footsteps. It's crazy to see. Every day is different, right? You come in and you sit down, talk with the guys, have some coffee in the morning. Radio check hits, and then we're off to work. We start our chores, rig checks, do all the stuff. I like having that regimented schedule. This is what we're doing today. In between that, who knows? Last week alone just happened. I delivered my first baby. So I think it was about 1 o'clock-ish so in the morning. I was riding on the med unit and we get dispatched. Woman in labor, typical, we get a lot of that. We actually delivered her in her apartment in the tub. It was crazy. It was just three of us on the med unit. The captain says, you know, all right, put everything down, you know, get in there and help them. And we get in there and she's in the tub. There's a cop there. And right as we're walking in, she's pushing. My driver basically held the baby as it came out, and then I ended up doing the cord cutting and the clamping, and it was just...
You delivered your first baby.
Oh, yeah. Little baby boy. It's a crazy thing to see.
Can you separate at the end of a day, or does some of that come home with you, some of the stress and some of the things you've seen?
I think that's a big problem in the fire service, turning that switch off. And my dad will say it to me sometimes, to say, yeah, you're not at the firehouse. You got to remember that, man. And it's as little as the way you talk to the way you act. It's still a learning thing for me. It's good to have a mentor like that kind of helps me decompress. And I always know I have somebody I can go to and talk about stuff. with all that stuff going on, at the end of the day, you have people that you know you can always count on, right? We may disagree here or here or agree here. At the end of the day, I trust them, they trust me.
He can sometimes put himself in situations at work, knowing that there's people in this community that need help and putting personality into it.
When you know you can go to work the next day and take on anything, it's an insane feeling that empowers you to do crazy things.
What does Salute to Service mean to you?
It's pretty important. A lot of people look past what goes on, and I think a lot of people give firemen more recognition than police officers. It's a little upsetting, you know, in that scenario, because those guys and women put their lives on the line, I would argue, more than us as a fireman. Seeing how much we rely on them and they rely on us, and that goes for everybody, the dispatchers and the nurses and anybody that works in the medical field. Just to see people out here that are showing this appreciation, and it's awesome to see, you know, people that actually truly care and show it.
Firefighter from Racine, Noah Curtis. I got to ask you, we're going to go to break quick, and then we're going to talk to your guests, your mom and dad, and your mentor from SC Johnson's Fire Department. Delivered your first baby. What was that experience like? Because that's one of the reasons I thought this was a cool story.
Yeah, definitely. That was really crazy, right? Like, I kind of quick talked about it. I had never done that before. I didn't know when it was going to happen. A lot of guys go their whole career without delivering a baby, and I was lucky enough to do that. And I had a good crew, so that kind of helped a lot. And I don't know, we just kind of talked through it, and everything went good. Beautiful baby boy. Everything was good.
So you're an EMT. So you have, like, the basic training on what you need to do in that situation? Is that all part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So
even though you may never use it.
Yeah. So most firemen, career departments are all basic level EMT trained. So they go through their typical training, and then that they touch on that during the class, and you're prepared. And you, like I said, you got a good crew. So when you got a good crew, anything, you know, everything works.
And mom and baby are doing fine, because someone will ask.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a beautiful baby. Everything's good.
All right, more with Noah Curtis, his parents Holly and Terry, and Gavin DeGrave, his mentor. It's got a hell of a mustache if you're watching on YouTube, by the way. I'm jealous of that mustache. As somebody who had one for 25 years, I'm jealous of that. We'll have more of our conversation on Waterstone Banks and Mission 94's and WTMJ's Salute to Service, our third of five honorees. Take a quick break here on 620 WTMJ.
Back to Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Mission 94.
Thanks for joining us in Heroes Week on WTMJ. We have now met Noah Curtis, firefighter Racine. One of your mentors who you brought along, he's the SC Johnson fire chief, Gavin DeGrave. What do you think of Mr. Noah Curtis?
Great guy.
First of all, great radio voice.
Thank you. You know, I had the privilege of teaching Noah in his Fire One classes at WCTC, so I got to know him early on.
What do you think separates him?
I'll tell you, you touched on it a little bit earlier. There's certainly a physicality to our profession, and a lot of people can be studs in that regard. The mental part is what can really set people apart, and Noah, I can confidently describe as a quiet professional. He, when work needs to be done, puts his head down, gets the work done.
That's the sense I got from talking to you last week. You seem, for that age, and you said you were 26.
Yep.
Dude, you seem like you've got it, you got your head on right. And maybe that's we're going to talk to your parents here in a second, and maybe your mentors. You seem like you got your head screwed on right. And part of this story is you're a legacy guy. You had father, great-grandfather as well. So that's sort of in your family history. Let's talk to your dad, Terry. I mean, obviously proud of your son. You can say it if you want to.
But I am.
But as you watched your son grow up and you saw him go into public safety and serving the general public, that has to make a dad feel great. I mean, just to put a smile on your face, but you're so proud.
I didn't see it coming.
Really?
I didn't know that's what he wanted to do. He's been in a lot of different career paths way before this. He took a different route, and he surprised us all. He took his EMT licensing on his own.
And that's not easy.
It is not easy.
No.
He did it on his own. He did his physicality part, where they call this some acronym CCAP or
CPAP,
whatever it is. I think he went down to Illinois to go have to do it because he had to have, it's a standard benchmark, and he had to have certain things done. And so he traveled. He did a lot of things on his own that Mom and I had no idea that he was going to do. So I'm awful impressed at the effort and the behind-the-scenes things that he did.
Let's talk to Holly. So moms are the best. I say women are smarter than men all the time, and I've said it since day one on the radio. You see your son. You see what he does for a living, and you obviously you've been married to your husband for a while, and you've lived that life. As a mom whose son is being honored in this way, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's amazing, and I am super proud of him. And as Terry said, he did this all on his own. And, you know, we supported him, you know, along the way. He had to live at home and give up things and make sacrifices. And at the end of the day, I'm familiar with the fire world, and he grew up in it. And I always kind of knew he would get into it, but he did, like Terry said, go in a couple different directions, and then all of a sudden, he just put his mind to it. He started doing it, and here he is today. I'm extremely proud of him.
What do you think, as a mom or dad, when you know, so we talked to Amy Berger yesterday, your husband Sean was honored. When you send your, in that case, husband, in this case, your son goes off to do a very dangerous job. Not always, but many occasions, you don't know what you're walking into. You don't know what could happen. When you think, does that like enter your thought process every day? Your son, obviously not living with you anymore, but he's doing a very dangerous job. How do you think about, especially you, because you were that life?
So he has no choice but to rely on his training.
Let's move your mic over a little bit.
So
there you go.
If he relies on his training and does what he's supposed to do and what he's trained to do, it all plays out. If everybody just takes a deep breath and actually thinks a second or two before you react in a tough situation, critical thinking, it'll all play out. But nobody knows that until the time. You can sit back for hours or days, and then all of a sudden it happens. 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you don't have much time to think. But if you rely on what you've been told and what you've been taught, it'll play out.
Chief, what does Salute to Service mean to you?
You know, I think, again, Noah touched on it earlier too, that there are so many different chains or links in this chain of service that it is great that we highlight all those different links. Not only fire, you know, what Noah's doing is awesome, but everything from the dispatcher that gets that first call to the nurse that end up having to deal and the doctors that deal with the patient that we bring in ultimately, and all the links in between. None of us stand alone. None of us are an island. We're all part of the same link.
Yeah,
or
great
chain.
Great message. Noah, we'll end with you. Obviously, you're our third of five honorees for Waterstone Banks and Mission 94's and WTMJ Salute to Service. When you think about your life, you're only 26. When you think about a career that's ahead of you, what are you thinking about? How can you go forward doing the job to an even higher standard than you've already set for yourself?
I don't know. I mean, like I said last week, I mean, it's easy to go to work every day when you're not stressed about showing up and doing what you have to do.
You love your job.
It's awesome. It's awesome to hang out with the guys and be able to just have fun all day. And when the time comes, get serious and know that this is a job where every day you're learning and you can never kind of just put it down. And then, you know, like my dad said, you know, as long as you're doing your training and you're staying on top of stuff, Things usually go according to plan, and that's awesome to know you get to keep doing that every day and every day and every day.
Well, my heartfelt appreciation for what you do. We honor you on this program this week, Heroes Week. Noah Curtis, firefighter from Racine, mom and dad, Holly and Terry, and SC Johnson Fire Chief Gavin DeGrave. Thanks for being here to support. You're always supporting, but thanks for being here today. Another great story tomorrow. We take you to Milwaukee's Fire Department. Chief Aaron Lipsky will join us in studio. And a great story of a heavy equipment operator. Wait till you hear the story. It's unbelievable. And the number of people that he saved with his direct action. That's what this is about. Heroes Week. Thanks for supporting us and me in our mission to tell these stories of these great first responders. Quick break. Awesome, awesome day on the show. A Kristenless Wednesday edition of Point Taken. If you miss any or all of our broadcasts, including that incredible Salute to Service presentation, third of five honorees from the Racine Fire Department, Noah Curtis and his family and his mentor. Good stuff. I'm actually going out of the studio to take some pictures with him right now. So two more left. We go to Milwaukee Fire Department and then a volunteer on Friday, which I love that story as well. All part of Waterstone Banks, Mission 94, and WTMJ's. Should be able to say that better after all these years. Salute to service. News is next on 620 WTMJ.